This is Klal Yisrael's way of showing Hashem how much we value this day. So therefore, yeah, it's not characterized by mitzvahs that Hashem imposed upon us, but it's characterized by things that we are doing as the Jewish people, offering this, so to speak, to Hashem. This is our yes. This is our saying, we want this. This is our saying to Hashem, you didn't want to say that we should celebrate it as Matan Torah. You only said that it should be Chag HaBikurim, but we're showing you how much we value it, how much we value the Matan Torah aspect of it, how much we value the fact that you took us as your people and are joining us with you. Now, I want to go a step further in this discussion. I want to go a step further in this discussion and say that actually, the Baron Cutler brings from a Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar that there is actually a special mitzvah that characterizes Shavuos. What is that mitzvah? So I'm going to preface it with a story. We told it this week at the Kodesh Halov this year. I'm going to repeat it now. Preface it with a story. Rabbi Chazkel Avramsky was a famous Torah leader in Eretz Yisrael. At the end of his life, in England earlier on, but before that, he was a Rav in Russia. He was a Rav who fearlessly refused to back down in the face of their persecution, to the extent that, as happened with many other Rabbanim, he was arrested. He was arrested and he was brought in for interrogation. An interrogator said to him, "Do you know why you're here?" You arrested me because you think that I think of me than you think I should be thinking. What's that supposed to mean? If you think about it slowly, it's very sharp rejoinder to the whole communist agenda. Everything about the communist agenda was that they wanted to dictate to you not only what you should be doing, but also what you should be thinking, what your opinions should be. So he said, yeah, the problem is that you think that I think differently than you think that I should think. Okay, whatever it is, that was how the interrogation started. But the point that I want to get to is that as the interrogation continued, the interrogator, using the intimidating techniques, kept on roaring at him, trying to scare him. This was a way of shaking the prisoners. And the Bechazkel Avramsky just sat there calmly staring at him as he was using all of his intimidation techniques. And the interrogator finally said to Bechazkel Avramsky, he said, "Did you not hear me?" He roared very loud, and Bechazkel Avramsky looked like he didn't hear it. So Bechazkel Avramsky said to him, I didn't hear you so well." He looked at him in surprise. "How do you not hear?" He said, "Well, no, you yelled very loud and my hearing is fine, but there was a much louder voice in the background that was drowning out your voice." "So what's that supposed to mean?" So he said, "While you were yelling, I heard a voice in the background saying, 'Anochi Hashem Elokecha,' much, much louder than you. And therefore, your voice was basically all but drowned out." There's a real truth here. And let's appreciate it. Rabbi Aaron Cutler says that the characteristic, the mitzvah that characterizes Shavuos is when we hear on Shavuos morning the words read, "Anochi Hashem Elokecha." If you're not going to be in shul here in Kriyas HaTorah, read it in the Chumash. But on Shavuos morning, mamish at the same time that the Jewish people went out to Har Sinai, at the break of dawn, and stood there and heard the most hair-raising words that a human being ever heard in history. "Let me introduce myself. I am Hashem." The Shekhinah had already been at Har Sinai for the 6 days preceding, from the time that they arrived in Midbar Sinai. And the Shekhinah was busy interacting with the Jewish people throughout that time. But at that culmination, it reached its climax when Hashem just drew aside all the curtains. And I don't know exactly what this means, but the Jewish people saw straight up, straight through all the seven levels of Rakia, of Shamayim. And Kiviyachol, the greatest revelation of all time occurred at that moment. And Hashem said, let me introduce myself. I am your Hashem. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. This is a moment that is relived every year. It's relived every year. Then, on Shavuos morning, Rav Aaron Cutler says that even though on Shavuos, the Kriyas HaTorah has the same form as it has throughout the rest of the year, it's a Kriyas HaTorah. But actually on Shavuos, something else is going on. We are actually, it's happening again. This is a famous concept in the Sfarim, that every Yom Tov has certain spiritual properties that manifest in whatever happened at that time, and these things come back into play at that time. It's not that we are commemorating having received the Torah then, but every year at Shavuos, that announcement is made again, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha to each individual on an individual basis. Hashem is coming and telling each of us, I am not introducing myself to Klal Yisrael as a 600,000 faceless mass, but in a very individual, specific way, I'm coming and saying, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. I am your Hashem. And Hashem is saying this to each individual. At that time, on the morning of Shavuos, and in fact, you see from the Sfarim that the concept of being up at night on Shavuos, we think that it's like Shacharis in the morning is the winding down part of the night. You're up the whole night learning Torah. Shacharis in the morning, you're winding down. And basically, it's just a preface to going to bed. But actually, you see in the Sfarim that it's the other way around. The night of Shavuos is a buildup. It's a build-up to that moment in the morning when you're actually going to hear the words on Anochi Hashem Elokecha. We want to be in the best position possible to do that. And therefore, we spend the whole night learning. But really, the peak of it, the climax of Shavuos is in the morning, hearing Hashem again announced to each of us in an individual way, on Anochi Hashem Elokecha. I am your Hashem. But I want to take this a little further. So again, like we said, if you're going to be in shul, appreciate that moment. Close your eyes when you're actually hearing it said. And hear Hashem say it to you through the mouth of the Baal Kareh. If you're not going to be in shul, read it from the Chumash, but in a personal way. In a way of actually understanding that Hashem is conveying this to you at this moment, saying, I am your Hashem. It's expressed in Lashon Yachid. A personal level. I'm not saying it to the Jewish people as a whole. I'm addressing myself to each individual and saying, I want to introduce myself to you as your personal Hashem. I want a personal connection with you for all of history. Now, I want to back up a little bit and put that into its proper setting also. What is the atmosphere at that moment? Where is it coming from on Hashem's part? What are his kibayachal, so to speak, kibayachal? What are his feelings when he's declaring Anochi Hashem Elokecha? So I want to take a step back to the beginning of the parsha. If you've been with us in the Chumash Yurim, and that we've been having these weeks, you've heard this already. But I want to tie it up as we actually approach Shavuos. What's going on at these moments? When the Torah introduces the parasha of Matan Torah, the psukim start in a strange way. It says, "B'chodesh Hashlishi." This is what we learn on Shavuos morning. "B'chodesh Hashlishi letzeis bnei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim." On the third month, when the Jewish people left Mitzrayim, "Bayim azeh bol mitzrayim." On this day, they arrived at sea. Okay, that's pasuk aleph. Rosh Chodesh Sivan, the Jewish people arrived at sea. Pasuk beis. They traveled from Rephidim. By Avayu Midbar Sinai, and they arrived at Midbar Sinai. Suba Rephidim, by Avayu Midbar Sinai. They traveled from Rephidim, and they arrived at Midbar Sinai. What's going on? And then it describes everything that happened there. So again, not the order of the puzzle. On this day, they came to Midbar Sinai. They traveled from Rephidim, and they came to Midbar Sinai. In other words, the pasuk is kind of like jumping and then backing up and then jumping forward again. The order is strange. If you're talking chronological, so say, start with the beginning of the story. They traveled from Rephidim and they came from there to Sinai. So the Aruch Chaim says something amazing, and the Ramban expresses something similar. The Aruch Chaim says something that's almost too scary to say, but we can ride on his shoulders in quoting this. He says, it's true. The Torah's order got, so to speak, messed up here. What does that mean? He uses the term, scary terms to use when we're talking about Hashem. Ahava mekalkeles es hashuva. Ahava mekalkeles es hashuva. Meaning, sometimes there's a certain protocol, the way things are supposed to work, the way things are supposed to operate. But when there's a burst of emotion, protocol gets messed up. And here, what is the Torah? The Torah is actually expressing Hashem's perspective. It's expressing Hashem, expressing himself, so to speak. That's what the whole Torah is. There's a lot to that. There's a lot of insight into many different things, the way they're expressing the Torah. But what's going on is, the Aruch Chaim says, he says, Hashem, from the beginning of creation, was waiting anxiously, looking forward for this moment. Which moment? The moment that his beloved people would actually arrive at Har Sinai and join with him, bond with him, become his people forever. And it's as though Hashem, for those 2,448 years, was waiting, watching Har Sinai, so to speak, are they there yet? Are they there yet? And at the moment that they arrive, it's as though Hashem, Yaakov, jumps. And if you want to look inside at the wording of the Aruch Chaim there, it's very, very inspiring. He says, it was the time of when the Choshuk and the Choshek and the Nechshak came together. The lover and the beloved were joined together at this point after 2,448 years of anticipation on the part of the Lord. And therefore, the Aruch Chaim says, Hashem just got so excited, the Kiliyachol, it's scary to use these words, but this is how the Aruch Chaim expresses it. Kiliyachol, Hashem could not contain himself. Kiviyachol Hashem cannot contain himself, and therefore there's a burst of emotion, Kiviyachol, on the part of Hashem. They're here. The Jewish people have arrived. And then Hashem backs up and says, oh, okay, now the Torah is going to resume its normal protocol. Traveled from Rephidim, and they arrived at Midbar Sinai. But first, that there's that excited exclamation on the part of Hashem, Vayoyim hazeh bo Midbar Sinai. They arrived at Midbar Sinai. This is the moment that Hashem has been waiting for. Very, very excitedly. What's he so excited about? That now he's going to come to with you and with me. And it was in this context that Hashem came and said, Kiliyoko, excitedly, let me introduce myself to you. I am your Hashem. And this is recurring every year. Not just recurring every year, but as far as saying, talks about this, how really this statement, this declaration of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, is not just a statement that was said then and that said at this time of the year. It's issued, but then it remains there with us. That call, that statement, that declaration is there. It's there. It's something that remains hanging.
You know what?
In the background or in the foreground of each person in his reality. And therefore, the story about Rabbi Chizkel Abramsky is actually very literal. Imamish heard that voice in the background, because that voice is there. And we're all meant to be living with it. Every step of the day that we take, I am your Hashem. I'm your Hashem in the sense that I am intensely focused on you right now. And I am your Hashem in the sense that I expect you to be focused on me and dedicated to me. So as we approach this very great day with an appreciation of what's going on, with an appreciation that as we are moving into the day of Shavuos, we're being washed over with an intense waterfall of love on Hashem's part. As we move into that day, picture Hashem's excitement is the fact that you are now moving toward Him. And hear that call, that very, very loving call of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, and respond with the same outpouring of love in the way that we described it earlier, manifested through the minhagim that we are showing Hashem, so to speak, manifested in the fact that we tell Hashem, Well, you didn't want to say this. You didn't want to say that we have to celebrate the giving of the Torah. But we do because we appreciate what it means to have the privilege to be bonded with you and to have a relationship with the Creator of everything. We zeichet to go into Shavuos and experience it in the utmost way and carry that reality of Anochi Hashem Elokecha with us throughout the entire year and throughout our entire lives. Aguten Yom Tov and Aguten Shabbos. Have a good Yom Tov.
Good Yom Tov, Rabbi. Good Yom Tov, everybody.
Yom Tov, Rabbi Sai. Good Yom Tov. Call to Moshe. We'll be in touch.
Yeah, be well. Hi, Danny.